Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. Joining me on the phone is not a business, but an individual today. Anthony Houlihan, Vice President of Strategy at Ericsson, is a recipient of the President's Volunteerism and Philanthropy Awards Special Edition 2020. We welcome Anthony to the show and find out why it was that he was given this award. And I think it's going to be a very interesting conversation, Anthony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Clarissa.
Now, five winners were awarded in each category: people of good, organizations of good, leaders of good, and nine additional special commendation awards were conferred across these three categories in light of the high caliber of nominations received this year. When you set out to raise money for the Children's Cancer Foundation, was an award remotely in your mind?
No, it was not. I really had no idea that I had that. And I've been blown away by the support I've received, actually, and the encouragement I've received and the gratitude I've received, not just from the president and the volunteerism awards I've received, but from Singaporeans as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's been tremendous, and I didn't expect any of that. And it's perhaps the sweetest thing about it, to be honest. You know, it'll stay with me for a long, long time.
Okay, tell us, why did you do it then, before we talk about what you did do?
Well, I mean, I think, to be very honest with you, the trigger and the ignition for this was being locked up during the circuit breaker period, right? The lack of social contact. I live alone, and I needed to go out and, you know, be a part of society. I mean, the things I would normally do, like go to the gym, yoga, meet friends, I couldn't do. And I needed some social contact, so I figured, okay, I can do that by becoming a part-time food delivery rider on the weekends and evenings. And then I thought, well, what can I do with the money I earned from that? And then I picked the charity, the Children's Cancer Foundation. And then I sort of set out to encourage other people to support me by donating as well.
Okay, so it was all very organic.
Yeah, it was very spontaneous. It happened on the spur of the moment. I had no big plan. I just started doing it and we just built it from there.
All right, so let's explain it to our listeners. During the circuit breaker, you decided to put your free time to use to work as a delivery rider. Then you donated your earnings to the Children's Cancer Foundation. And you've told us that it was all very organic and very spontaneous. Tell us what your thought process was. Okay, I want to get out and you know, meet some people and do something. I want to do something good with this. I want to donate the money. How did you arrive at choosing Children's Cancer Foundation, for example?
Yeah, I think that was quite an easy choice. I mean, given that I decided to do something, to use my free time during the circuit breaker for good, and like you say, to work as a food delivery rider and to donate those earnings to charity, I looked at what's important, and children's issues and children's needs are important to me because I think children are born, right? They don't have much life. They haven't lived much life, I should say, right? Before, in this case, cancer affects them, right? And I felt, okay, if I can help children in need, and then cancer and heart disease were two things, and I picked the CCF, and I can maybe explain to you a little bit later why, but I mean, they do fantastic work holistically to help children who have been diagnosed with cancer, to help them in a very holistic manner. So it was an easy choice, and I'm very happy with the way it's worked out.
Okay, so it wasn't just a case of you donated what you earned as a delivery rider. You went one step further and started a campaign to get other people on board to make a donation. And by setting that up, what you actually ended up raising was $124,000.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'm very grateful to, you know, the many, many people who donated. I mean, of course, some were friends, but the majority were people who I didn't know prior. And people have been tremendously generous in supporting the campaign and helping the CCF raise funds to enhance the lives of children and their families who are affected by cancer. So it's been amazing.
Okay, so when you thought about, okay, let's start this campaign, I'm trying to, put your thought process into a timeline here. Did you have a financial goal in mind once you decided, okay, I can make this bigger, I can start this campaign? Then, you are a corporate man after all. D- did you have a financial goal in mind?
I did. So within a few days of starting it, I figured, okay, I knew I was going to make several thousand dollars by being a food delivery driver and my own salary. I knew some people would support me, and I had some ideas of how I could raise more funds, both by getting publicity and by approaching organizations and businesses who may support. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, okay, let's just put a big number out there. I just said, okay, I want to raise $100,000,
right,
without really knowing how I would get there, if I'm totally honest with you. Right? I had some ideas. And I actually made a very detailed plan with very detailed targets for different kind of companies and activities. Most of that amounted in zero. The thing that really drove donations and helped me, you know, get the $124,000, as you mentioned, mm-hmm, was the publicity and support we got from the media. So I'm so grateful, you know, for the media in Singapore, who did help us publicize it, as well as the BBC, I should say, in the UK, who helped as well, because that was really what got the word out. And when people became aware of it, then, you know, many, many people were motivated to donate. And it was quite touching, to be very honest with you.
All right. Now, for the record, all 124,000 went to the Children's Cancer Foundation.
That's correct. Yes.
And I think it is a great endeavor. We talked a little bit about CCF, and I've made my donations as well, and why I picked them as a charity when I was in your position. Tell us why you chose CCF.
Well, I think, as I mentioned, you know, children's issues and children need is important to me. And then in terms of illnesses, cancer and heart disease are important. So that led me towards CCF. And the reason that I really felt that they were very worthy of support is that they do excellent work to help holistically with children's cancer. Mm. Around 160 children a year in Singapore are diagnosed with cancer, and the majority of them are less than 4 years old. And the most common types are leukemia, cancer of the brain and central nervous system, as well as lymphomas, right? The recovery rate is quite high. It's anything between 68 and 93% for the different kinds of cancer. But the struggle with cancer is not just medical and clinical. It has a huge impact on children, both psychologically, emotionally, and also on their families in similar ways. I mean, you know, children, for example, their school work will almost certainly be disrupted while they receive treatment. The family might have issues dealing with the anxiety that it brings along. The parents might have some financial challenges paying for care too. And the CCF helps very holistically in all those aspects and more, to help make sure that when the child does win its battle with cancer, he or her is able then to return to, you know, a very fruitful life as quickly and as seamlessly as possible.
Have you met any of the children who benefit from the association with Children's Cancer Foundation?
No, we haven't been able to do that yet. Given the situation we have here with the restrictions on, you know, social contact and, mm-hmm, of course, the risks, right, that these seriously ill people have. But it's definitely something we will do. And I've had a lot of time with the people who work at the Children's Cancer Foundation. Mm-hmm. And they've been extremely grateful. And, you know, even though that this campaign finished in June, I mean, I will absolutely be helping to continue to support the CCF to raise funds so they can continue enhancing the lives of children who are affected by cancer.
When I chose the Cancer Foundation, Children's Cancer Foundation, to raise money for, in another life and another career, when I actually met some of the children who would benefit from the fundraising that I was doing, it really drove home just how important the work they do is. And I was actually very humbled by these children, because they have the most amazing level of resilience that you don't see in adults.
Mm.
I guarantee you that when you do get that opportunity, it is going to be a beautiful moment for you.
I very much look forward to it, Clarissa. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the event. Now, you did this. You raised $124,000 for the Children's Cancer Foundation. And then you received an award for being a volunteer, for being, you know, for being kind, basically. What did that feel like?
It's a great honor. I think that's the only way to say it. As I mentioned, it's one of a number of things have occurred, well, one of many, many things have occurred, right, which have shown me how grateful people in Singapore are for the work that I've done. You know, I mean, when the campaign got some publicity, people would approach me on the street very, very regularly and, encourage me, and what we touch me, say thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, very sincerely say thank you to me for what I'm doing. And, you know, as someone who's lived here for as long as I have, I've lived here for 18 years, I'm a PR, and I'm very grateful to have had the chance to build my life in Singapore. My children went to school here, mm-hmm. and I'm very grateful, you know, for that chance I had. And to give something back was, you know, I think a great opportunity for me, and I snatched at that. But then to see the gratitude that Singaporeans have shown as a result of that, and not just Singaporeans, of course, but other people who live in Singapore, foreigners too. Mm-hmm. But to get that gratitude has been tremendous. And I think then, you know, the award from the president is, you know, it's really quite humbling. I mean, the number of people who've done tremendous work this year, right, given the challenges that COVID-19 has brought on many parts of society is amazing. And, you know, to have been selected for a special accommodation, I think, it's humbling, and I'm, you know, very, very grateful for that.
Well, we're very grateful to you. I mean, as a born and bred Singaporean, I love stories like this because it does show the other side of, you know, somebody comes here, they build their life, and then they want to give back, and that's absolutely lovely. And you are one of those stories. Does it inspire you, though, to do more like this in the future?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I mentioned, this came to me on a whim, right? On a need to sort of get out and do something and become socially active. And then how can I use that in a meaningful way? And like you say, even though I've not met those children yet, I do get a sense already of the impact, mm-hmm. right? That the donations that people have very kindly provided to the campaign will create. And I'm highly motivated to do more. I really am. I think, you know, we're not long on this earth, and I think there's nothing more meaningful than giving back. And the only way to understand that fully is to dedicate some of your time to help other people who maybe need some help. So I will continue.
So you're waiting for another whim then?
Exactly. Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to assume that with all the people who have come up to thank you, to talk to you about the donation that you made, the effort that you made, the campaign that you started, that they might be moved to do something for charity themselves. I mean, it may be a different charity, but they may be inspired to do something for them, so they can feel it, can be involved in something like that as well. Do you have advice for them?
Yeah, I do. And to be honest, a few people have contacted me, and a few people did actually start delivering food and donating the earnings to charity. So I'm very grateful that they...
You started a trend.
Well, I think it's a trend, yeah. A few people have done it. I'm very happy for that. And the CCF also said when this campaign became well known, so on and so forth, it motivated other people who were working on campaigns for them to do more, work a bit harder and publicize it. So... I'm very, very pleased that it happened too. And I think my advice to people who want to raise money for charity is to find something that you can relatively easily fit within your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Right? This is something you're giving, you know, your time and energy freely. Right? I think if it impacts too much on, you know, your lifestyle, be that your work or your family life, and you know, create tough situations there, it's going to be hard to keep it going. And I think that's the lesson I learned. I was able to do this, to be very, very honest with you, very, very easily. It was easier for me to do this charity campaign, to work as a food delivery rider and donate to my charity, than it was not to, because it got me out in society and it filled time for me and I like to be active, so it was easy to do. So my advice to people who want to do something for others is to find something that you can fit within your lifestyle and you can maintain without having huge burdens on another part of your life.
All right. So in other words, even if it's a small thing, if it means something to you and it means something to a charity you've chosen, then go ahead and do it. But don't let it, absolutely, you know, take over.
Absolutely. Honestly speaking, you know, there's so many of us that are in a position to give our time and passion to others, right? So even if a small proportion of us did a small thing, the impact that would create for the people who need it would be amazing. It would create a massive, massive difference. So I think don't be worried about how little your contribution may seem to be. Do it. You know, because if more and more people do a little thing, the sum total of those little things becomes huge for the people who need help.
Right. Okay. And on that note, we've been speaking with Anthony Houlihan, Vice President of Strategy at Ericsson, about his award at the President's Volunteerism and Philanthropy Awards Special Edition 2020. Anthony, it's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Likewise, Clarissa. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.